seeking the Lord's help and your prayerful attention, I'll direct you to Psalm 89 and verse 15. Psalm 89 and verse 15. Blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance. Psalm 89 and verse 15. Blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance. So often of old, the Lord used to use the trumpet, and man was given it to blow at certain occasions. As we read in the book of Numbers this evening, how the trumpet of silver was to be made, and there were to be those sounds sounded forth, and the trumpet had to have a certain sound. But before we look at that certain sound, there's one thing that's very vital. For those like in Moses' day, and the same applies today, that are to hear the sound, we must have ears to hear it. There are those, of course, that are born deaf. Some will never hear. It's a solemn affliction. But we're not concerned so much about the natural hearing. What we're concerned about is, how do we hear? How were they to hear the sound of this trumpet? The Lord had given them the ear to hear. And as that was sounded forth, they were to prepare themselves for battle, or they were to prepare themselves to assemble, to gather for worship. But oh, to have that ear spiritually. This is what so concerned me as soon as this text dropped in. Because the world have no ear to hear what the Lord speaks. The ungodly, the unregenerate, have no ear to hear what the gospel trumpet sounds. They turn a deaf ear to it. They don't want it. Because the Lord has never opened the ear of their heart, the ear of their understanding. You think how Saul of Tarsus turned many a deaf ear to the sound of the truth until the Lord opened his ear to hear what the Lord had to speak on that Damascus road. And it's a wonderful thing, isn't it, to have an ear naturally to hear. And we see and hear of those that cannot hear, how troubling it is, it must be to them. But what a mercy when we're given the natural ear to hear. But think about it spiritually. Oh, to hear what the Lord God of Israel will speak. We read, don't we? Jesus sounded it forth, he that hath ears to hear, let him hear. Well, as we read, and it seemed to rest upon me much in Numbers, the sound of that trumpet, as we read of those that were to hear it, to prepare themselves for what the Lord's will was. There were those that were to blow it as an alarm, a warning. There were those that were to blow the trumpet for gathering together the congregations for worship. When I was brought up as a boy, we used to attend Staplers Chapel, and the church was always on the hill, and as we went into the village, you know, you could hear the bells ringing to sound forth that there was a service and those that were in that village should gather. And as the time drew near to 11 o'clock where the service began, the bell used to toll right up until the moment of worship. And I often used to think, you know, what a wonderful sound, calling men to worship the Lord, to serve Him. And here they were to gather the congregations together, and ye shall blow, and ye shall not sound an alarm, but it shall be, you say, for worshipping of God. But then, of course, there were those that were to prepare themselves for battle. It was used so often of old, a call to arms, to be ready to enter into battle. But our text speaks of something very beautiful. He says here, blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. The gospel, you know, has a blessed sound. It's music to the ears of sinners. We sing in the hymn, don't we? What a divine, harmonious sound the gospel trumpet gives. No music can with it compare the soul that knows it lives. But my great concern is for two things, really, this evening. First, has the Lord given us an ear to hear what He will speak? And if He's opened our ears, you know, we'll be like the churches in the Revelations. After the Lord had spoken solemnly to each one of those churches, how He knew their works and how they were, each one of them. And you know, there was something wrong in every one there was, and that was all seen by the Lord. But then He said, he that hath an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. They got to be attentive to those things they were to hear. But the second thing is this blessed sound. You know, the Lord gives His dear people wonderful discernment. They could detect the sound. I may have said to you before, but you know, when I first went in the ministry, I used to go to Ponsard Road in London to preach a few Sundays a year. And I always remember the old Mr. Everett, he said to me the first time I went, he said, you know, my boy, the gospel's got a blessed sound. And he said, when a fresh minister comes, he said, I always listen for the sound. He said, you know, if it's got the right ring, then I have the man in my pulpit to preach. If it hasn't, I'll send him home. And you think, you know, it's a wonderful thing the Lord gives His dear people discernment. They can discern the sound. The sound of the gospel. And that sound of the gospel, may it, and it will be to the end of time, wonderfully sounded forth right till the last elect vessel of mercy is taken home to glory. We live in a day of very small things, but you know, there is still the sound of the gospel. And it's a joyful sound to sinners. Oh, think of the sound of that blessed word when Gabriel came to Mary, and as we come to this season of the year, and he said to her this, His name shall be called Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. You know, it was a blessed sound to the ear and heart of dear Mary, wasn't it? It was a joyful sound. And oh, may we at this sacred season of the year know what it is for the Lord to speak the word into our hearts like He did her. You know, her very soul leapt for joy, didn't it? And you think of when Mary went to the house of Zacharias and Elizabeth, and how Mary told that blessed tidings to Elizabeth that she would bring forth the Son of God. And what was the effect in the heart of Elizabeth? Her soul leapt within her, and the babe in her womb leapt for joy. You see that there should be born this glorious Saviour, the Lord Jesus. Now, who is it that needs Him? It's those that feel their sin and guilt and vileness. It's those that need a precious Jesus. And oh, they want to hear much of Him, more and more of Him. Oh, they do. And it's a joyful sound to them. Now I want to look a few of these joyful sounds as help this evening. But before we do, what do we read? Blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. They know it. Now there's a few things here. First of all, this is what the Lord said about His dear children. Blessed is the people. Oh, may we be, and may it exercise each of our hearts to be found amongst this blessed people. The hymn writer in 938 desired it, didn't he? It'll be the longing of your heart and mine, if we long for this joyful sound to hear. And what will it be? With them numbered may I be, now and through eternity. We've been singing, haven't we? It's really confirming, really, to me, that was. There is a family on earth whose Father fills the throne, and thou a seed of heavenly birth, to men they are little known. Does it exercise you and me? Lord, may we be among this family. Blessed is the people. Now this is what the Lord has said about them. They may be despised by the world. They may be rejected by the devil. They may be hated by men. They may be despised. They may be rejected, but oh, they're a blessed people in the eyes of the Lord, you know. In His sight. I love the wording of this. Blessed is the people And not only are they blessed in the sight of the Lord, they're blessed with real spiritual blessings because they desire to know a precious Jesus. They desire to know His sweet presence. They desire to know His love. And the day comes when He will favour them with it. He's precious in the want of Him, but He's exceedingly precious when the Lord favours us with those blessings that are eternal. Spiritual blessings, the apostle said, in heavenly places. And you know, where the Lord favours us to hear this joyful sound, it'll be a blessed place. This is one thing that draws the child of God to God's house. They want to hear the blessed sound of the gospel. Christ and Him crucified. A precious Jesus laying down His precious life for sinners. It's a joyful sound to sinners. So He said, blessed is the people that know. Not they think, or perhaps it's so. They know the joyful sound. You think of dear Job, what he said. First in the want of Christ. Oh, that I knew where I might find Him. That I might come even to His seat. Is that your longing, desire tonight? But then go further with Job. What did he say? I know that my Redeemer liveth. I know. You know, it's very humbling to know this joyful sound. It's very humbling to the sinner to know a precious Christ as their Saviour, their Redeemer. Job, you know, was humbled as he said that, I know that I, my Redeemer, liveth. Blessed is the man, or blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. Well, let us look as help just briefly at this joyful sound. First of all, the joyful sound of pardon for sinners. And where does that pardon flow from? It flows from a precious Jesus. It flows from His wounded side. It flows through His precious blood. And what a joyful sound it is to sinners. You think of there is a fountain that's filled with blood, drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunge beneath that flood, lose all their guilty stains. Now, have you and have I an interest in that precious blood, because it'll be a joyful sound to you? It is to the house of David and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem a joyful sound that there is this fountain. And it's still open, you say. Oh, it is. And it will be until the last elect vessel of mercy is gathered into heaven. That fountain. There may be those of you so tried about your sin, and the devil makes full use of it. And he tempts you and he says, ah, but you're too black for the blood of Jesus. But poor soul, you'll prove the devil to be a liar because he came. What do we sing in the hymn? The vilest sinner out of hell that lives to feel his need is welcome to the throne of grace, a Saviour's blood to plead. Do you know what it is for that verse to be a joyful sound to you? Oh, I remember many years ago in my early days what a precious verse that was to me. Oh, the vileness and sin within. Oh, think of it. The vilest sin. It comes right down to where you are, doesn't it? Feeling that. Tempted by Satan. Oh, you're too black, too vile. The vilest sin. Out of hell. That lives to feel his need. He's welcome. Oh, think of the joyful sound of its welcome to the throne of grace. The precious Saviour's blood to plead. And you've got nothing else to plead of. It's not anything we have done or man has done. It's that precious blood of Jesus that was shed at Calvary. What for? To put away those black, vile sins. And you know, when the Holy Spirit makes it a joyful sound to you, what else will be a joyful sound? Because in it will be liberty. Oh yes. There's a wonderful liberty. And what a joyful sound it is, because you see, while you're bound by sin and I am bound by sin, we're in bondage, we're tied. We cannot loose ourselves. We're like dear Peter when he was in the prison. The chains were on him. He couldn't get himself out, could he? Nor can you tonight? There may be those secret sins that trouble you so much, or sins of past life, and they bring us into bondage. They keep us tied with chains. But what will the precious blood of Jesus do, and the glorious gospel? It's got a blessed sound. Joyful sound. It speaks of liberty. Oh, it does. I love those words in the gospel. If the Son shall make you free, then are ye free indeed. Sweet liberty. You think of Peter, there he was bound. What a joyful sound it was when the angel of God came to him. And the chains dropped from him. And the angel said to him, gird thyself, put on thy sandals, follow me. And oh, how he led him out, that blessed angel of heaven. Out of that prison. The joy there was in the heart of Peter. And the joy there was in the church of God. There they were praying for him, weren't they? You know, there are many in Zion. I long for the Lord to set them free. And when he does set them free, they'll be free indeed. I think of some over the years, you know. I've seen, just as it were, the chains fall off them. And it's a wonderful joy to a servant of God, and it's a wonderful joy to the soul that's in it, when those chains fall from them. And they're free. The hymn writer said, didn't he, the way to liberty is found, the Son shall make you free. Now you may say, oh, but I'm such a poor wretch, I'm such a poor sinner, I'm so often in darkness and despair. But poor soul, there is a joyful sound, the joyful sound of the captives being set free. You think of when the Lord told the children of Israel he would bring them out of their captivity. There they'd been down in Babylon 70 years. His dear people. They didn't seem as though they'd ever hear a sound of a joyful sound down there, did they? But he had promised to bring them out. And when the hour came, they were to know the joyful sound of liberty. But while they were there, there were those times where the Lord sweetly assured them he would bring them out. And there may be times under the preaching of the word, or it may be as you read the word of God, or even as you sing the sacred hymns, it stirs up your little faith to believe the day will come when you'll know the joyful sound of freedom and of liberty. And you see, the Lord was to turn their captivity, wasn't he? What do we read in the 126th Psalm? As the streams in the south. And the Lord can do it today, can't he? Oh, he can. That's a beautiful psalm, isn't it? The 126th Psalm. Where the dear psalmist spoke so sweetly this word. And what a joyful sound it is to captives. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord hath done great things for them. It'll be seen, you see. The Lord hath done great things for us, whereof we are glad. Turn again our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south. What a wonderful thing it would be in this dark and solemn day if the Lord were to turn the captivity of his people. Those streams in the south, you know, as they flowed so freely. And all the blessings that flowed from those streams. There was a blessed atmosphere around those streams, you know, of the south. They weren't bound. They ran freely. They that sow in tears shall, and what a joyful sound this is to sinners, reaping joy. You think of the husbandman when he sows his seed and that goes through the winter season and oh, he wonders whether ever be a harvest, severe frost, cold bitter east winds, snow, and that little grain, you know, it's there, buried under it all. Will it ever be brought forth to harvest? And you think of the joy there is in harvest when he can go in with his sickle or the combine today. What a joyful sound it is to his ear to hear that corn going through the harvester. And think about it spiritually. Oh, what a divine harmonious sound. You see, the gospel trumpet gives. No music can with it compare the soul that knows it lives. Blessed is the people that know them. May we have that ear to hear the joyful sound of peace of pardon, the joyful sound of his presence, the joyful sound of his love being manifested to us. Now, a blessed people, you may say, oh, if only I could feel it. Well, when the Holy Spirit applies this word to your soul, you'll know what it is to feel it. Because with it, as the Lord speaks this word, he will speak it with such power, such savour, it'll lift you out of all the cast down state you're in, all the bondage you're in, all the trouble you're in, all the distress you're in. And it has set you free. Blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. And then this promise wonderfully flows, and there's wonderful promises that flow from it. They shall walk. And how shall they walk? He says, they shall walk. O Lord, in the light of thy countenance, they shall walk in the light of thy countenance. That is, under his sweet favour, under his sweet love, under sweet communion with the Lord. This is how they shall walk. And they can walk then in Zion's ways, you see. Because the Lord Jesus is the one thing that's needful to the sinner. He's altogether lovely to them. His preciousness and suitability is so suited to their case. And they shall walk. Before, there was so much to hinder them, wasn't there? And there may be those tonight, there's so much to hinder. You think of Abraham's servant, you know, I often quoted in prayer, don't I? About the Lord constraining his dear children. What Abraham's servant, you know, there seemed so many hindrances as he went to seek a wife for Isaac. But you look how the Lord removed every hindrance. And what did he say to Laban and Bethuel and to that house? When he desired to walk with and take Rebekah back to Isaac, hinder me not, seeing the Lord hath prospered my way. It's a wonderful word that is, isn't it? Hinder me not. He didn't want anything to hinder him walking back with Rebekah to Isaac. The Lord was so with him. He was walking in the light of the countenance of the Lord, wasn't he? In the light of thy countenance. Under the Lord's, it just comes like this, really. Under the Lord's smile. He feared the frowns of the Lord. You may fear his frowns, poor soul. But to walk in the light of thy countenance. The Lord's sweet countenance. And then he goes further. In thy name shall they rejoice all the day. You think of the blessings that follow these that hear the joyful sound. Know it. They shall be favoured above everything with the light of his countenance. And then in thy name shall they rejoice all the day. And in thy righteousness shall they be exalted. Now this is what the Lord has promised these precious souls. And may that be of sweet encouragement. May it be a joyful sound to your soul tonight and to mine. That the Lord will do this. And when he does it, you see, for us and in us, and favours us, we shall be able to glorify his precious name. He goes further, for thou art the glory of their strength, and in thy favour our horn shall be exalted. For the Lord is our defence, and the Holy One of Israel is our King. Oh, what beautiful music and sound there is in these few verses to the Lord's dear children. And may it be so to each of us tonight, that we might know such favours and the glorious tidings of peace and a pardon. You think, and then I must leave it, after the resurrection, the joyful sound of Christ being risen, the joy there was in the heart of Mary, the joy there was in the heart of the dear disciples. The Lord can grant it to you and to me. Oh, he can. And may the Lord give us that earnest desire to seek for it and faith to believe that he will perform it. Well, I've scratched around the surface. May the Holy Spirit sweetly apply this precious word to us. And oh, may we know the sweet fulfillment of the blessings that follow through that sacred word.